Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Kicking it Monday night meltdown style as the Portland Trailblazers completely melt down this evening. The Lakers kicked the crap out of Portland. They were up 15-0. There was no turning back, and it's all over but the crying right now. Portland said there was nothing to worry about coming into tonight's basketball game. Well, now you clearly do have something to worry about, but I think Portland were right. I don't think they are worried because you actually have to care to be worried. The sense of urgency this evening was nowhere to be found for the Portland Trailblazers. And the Blazers were pretty much in this game until the game started. You know what? I once spoke to a football coach and I said, hey, coach, how'd it go over the weekend? He said, well, we were in the game until the national anthem was over. And that was pretty much the Portland Trailblazers this evening as the Los Angeles Lakers rode the wave of Black Mamba night tonight, 8:24. An unintended tribute playoff night and tribute to Kobe Bryant. And, like, really, you kind of got to be a moron to want to get in front of that, except we expected more from the Portland Trailblazers. And pretty much the best bet in sports right now really is betting against what Charles Barkley is betting on. And the thing about Charles Barkley, unlike a lot of people on TV that give predictions, Charles Barkley's actually betting for real. And I'll never forget years ago, man, the New York Giants and the New England Patriot. It was the second time they were playing in the Super Bowl. I was in Las Vegas, and we were doing shows in Vegas, and it was Saturday night. There was the UFC. It was a big UFC event on Saturday night, and it was the Super Bowl on Sunday, and I went into Mandalay Bay, and I'm in a sports book, and Charles Barkley is, like, the guy in front of me, like, literally in favor. And Charles Barkley, like, laid it down on a UFC, and I asked him, I said, hey, Chuck, who you like in the Super Bowl? And he said, no way the Patriots lose to the Giants again. I said, no way. And I remember, like, inside going, yes, yes, because I was all over the Giants. Listen, Charles Barkley was a hell of a basketball player. Charles Barkley is an entertaining television analyst. Charles Barkley is not a good handicapper. Vegas Maddie will step up. And you think you're a good handicapper? Put your money where your mouth is. Super Contest. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want. Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Well, I think we could replace the Harlem Globetrotters with the Los Angeles Lakers and the Washington Generals with the Blazers. Morency, you took all the money you made franchising your name and bet against the Los Angeles Lakers? I thought the Blazers were due. And you know what? It felt like they were using a freaking ladder tonight. And the Portland Trail Blazers did look a hell of a lot like the Washington Generals tonight. 135-115 beatdown. Game does go over the number, though, and we did cash that. So let's talk some. We were talking a little football earlier. So it's football season. It's kind of sneaking up on us because there's no preseason. And we're in the middle of the playoffs and stuff. So everything about 2020 has been unorthodox. But the contests go on. And if you're entering the contest, you know, the best proxy in the business, Vegas, Maddie and company. I've been doing this for a long time. And has been our proxy for a lot of years. So we always check in with them at this time of the year to see what's going on with all these contests. And now there's like even a new sports book with the Circa, so there's more contests now. But it's a unique situation, obviously. Not a lot of people are traveling right now. Vegas Maddie steps up and in. Good to catch up with you, Maddie. How you been? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great, Gabe. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Yeah, thanks for joining us. So I know, hey, listen, you're a hockey fan. So nice little run by the Blackhawks, but then reality caught up. I was just talking pucks earlier, and I was saying it looks like Vegas can go to the finals. If you ask me right now who's going to play in the finals, I'd say it's Boston versus Vegas, Maddie.
You think so? Yeah, the Islanders are looking tough, too, and I wouldn't discount that Dallas team either. I mean, that was an unbelievable win tonight. You know, you're down 2-0. I mean, it's the second time they've overcome a big deficit like that and just not just won, but like overwhelmed their opponent. I think Colorado's kind of in trouble there. But I think Dallas could give Vegas a tough series, and I wouldn't count the Islanders out either.
Yeah, no, I can't disagree with that. All right, so let's get down to business here. Maddie's website, footballcontest.com. So the football season is upon us. It's kind of creeping up on us right now. Let's start off with the Super Contest. You know, normally, like, you know, it's really grown. There's over 3,000 people in it last year. How many people are in it so far right now this year?
Well, it's kind of laboring a little bit right now with the Circuit Contest and the guaranteed prize money that's in that one. As of today, so my partner Tony, and she was down there signing people up at the Westgate, and they still are under 400 entries, which is pretty crazy because I think around this time last year, they were probably around 2,000 or maybe, you know, definitely over 1,500. So, you know, you're talking about those entries being way down. They just had their contest weekend, Super Contest weekend, the 9th annual Super Contest weekend, and you would think that, hey, we're going to bring in a ton of entries. And I don't even know if they got 100 entries all weekend. So, you know, we were there both Friday and Saturday and signing up as many people as we could. But it's just not the same, you know, post-pandemic. You know, it's just a lot of people, like you said, are having a hard time trying to figure out how to get out here. And trust me, they're trying to be creative. They're trying to find out if their friends can do it for them. But, yeah, I mean, the fact that the Super Contest is still under 400 entries at this point is a little concerning, but we still do have, you know, almost 3 weeks left to sign up. So hopefully there's a late surge and we can get close to 1,000. But, you know, that seems like a long shot right now.
Yeah. And so what, and I know I saw that they're offering free rooms now. So, you know, clearly trying to entice people. So what's the cash payout then? So is it just going to sort of be like 80% of the pool, or like how are they handling it for the Super Contest?
Yeah, so the Super Contest, they're actually doing guaranteed quarters, which is something I think people should, you know, pay attention to. They're paying out $100,000 to each quarter winner, similar to how the Circus Sports Million did last year. So they need to hit, I think the number's like 834 entries to kind of break even on the quarters. And then the prize pool is based on the rest of the prize pool overall that pays out the top 100 is based on the number of entries. So that's something to keep in mind when you're trying to kind of weigh whether you're going to do the super contest versus the Circus Sports Million, which has a $3 million prize pool that's guaranteed, including $1 million to the winner, no matter how many people sign up. So that's kind of, we've kind of seen like people finding out about that. And, you know, the tide is really turning in terms of the contest. And, you know, you can see that with the entries, the Circus Sports Million. This is according to Jeff Benson, who kind of is one of the top guys over at Circus Sports. And, you know, he works a lot with the customers out there. And yeah, so there's 550 entries as of early this evening in that contest compared to 385 in the regular super contest. So that kind of goes to show, you know, that surpassed it in, you know, almost by a couple hundred entries already, and we've still got 3 weeks to go. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Circus Sports Million ended up getting, you know, an additional 500 entries or more above the super contest this year.
Yeah, and Circa, you know, Circa's made a lot of noise, big splash, you know, kind of bursting onto the scene right now. So what about, like, it's hard for me to even keep up, man, because I've been in so many of these things over the years, but there was also the Golden Nugget contest, right? There was the Golden Nugget contest.
It was, yeah. They canceled that this year just because of the college football season's in turmoil. And, you know, that contest was more unique for college football bettors and, you know, those who wanted to make you
the mixture,
seven games every week. And you could, yeah, and you could do a mixture of college and pro. Most people who are really into that contest would just take seven college games because they had the entire board up every week. So you could pick pretty much everything, whether there was a Wednesday game, Thursday, Friday, you know, Saturday. So that was kind of a bummer. Canceled it, but you know, it's really just Circa and the Westgate right now. Yeah,
the guy that won, I remember I was in it. I had a pretty good record, Maddie, but some of these guys just murdered college so much I couldn't catch up. Like, you know what I mean? Buddy was like 71% or something like that. Yeah, and he was always just like betting on Army and Navy games. I was like, man, this guy's good at college football. And like, I'd be like 5-2, and I'm like, not good enough, bro.
Yeah, the tough part of that contest is, like, you know, all these guys pick college games, and then once the college regular season is over before the bowls start, they're stuck taking NFL games for a couple of weeks, and you see them probably put together, like, their worst weeks during that time, and then, you know, then it goes through bowl season. So, but it's pretty wild. I mean, that's really, you really have the two big contests, the NFL contest, but also Ben Circa's got the Survivor contest as well, and they've got 229 entries in that. So they're kind of gunning to, you know, they need 1,000 in that contest to break even, because that's also $1 million.
How much is it to enter that one?
It's $1,000 as well. But it's a winner take all for $1 million. So, you know,
What happens if there's like if there's multiple people that like go undefeated during the season? They split the money after?
Yeah, they split them the money at the end, I believe. That's how it works. And it's important, too, for all the listeners out there, you know, if you're worried about them completing the season, you know, the Circus Sports Million has to go 12 weeks to be an official contest. And if they go 12 weeks, then they'll pay out just, you know, they'll pay out the million and the entire prize pool, you know, outside of those last couple quarters, I guess, that would take
I wanted
place,
to ask you,
you know,
that.
After week 12.
Yeah, and we only have like a minute
the
or
Survivor
two.
Survivor needs to go 8 weeks. Yeah.
So
yeah, Survivor needs
Survivor
to go 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
And then, yeah, and then the super contest needs to go 10 weeks. So they're kind of a little bit all over the board, but, you know, the main part is that, you know, it needs to go a little over half a season. And so, you know, we're just hoping we can get a full season, obviously. But, you know, if they do have to cut a couple weeks, you know, we just want to see the contest obviously be able to complete and, you know, everyone
not
have to worry about getting a refund
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I sort of had concerns about. I'm like, man, do I really want thousands of dollars just sort of up in the air, right? And what happens if, like, it shuts down for 2 weeks? All right, hang in here, Maddie. We'll give you back to information on the other side. Sports Rage, I continue. Bring it.
Sports SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage late night continues. I am Morenci. Going down with Vegas, Maddie, right now. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates, wherever you may be. And shout out to the mightier 1090, San Diego, Los Angeles. And I know a lot of people in San Diego and Los Angeles, of course, go to Las Vegas for the contest and for football every weekend. Football season now just a couple of weeks away, guys. And in fact, college football, despite all the talk about cancellations and conferences and everything, college football, there's actually college football in 10 days. All right. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. But I just want to get you guys some information as far as Vegas Maddie is concerned. And I know a lot of people tuning in right now, and I see in our live chat, Maddie, people talking about these contests and getting excited. Of course, we had the eighth place finish in the Super Contest years ago, except, it's time for me to get back in a winner's circle, Maddie. We can only live on past glory.
You do, man.
Yeah, we can only live on past glory for so long.
Well, I like to say, too, like, you know, no matter what with the contest this year, you know, now's the time to get in if you want. Like, you know, the competition is going to be, you know, lower than it has been, and I don't even know how long, and maybe, you know, for the foreseeable future. I can't imagine, you know, level ever being this low, like, you know, moving forward. So, you know, you can get in now. This is the time to get in, and, you know, especially in a circuit contest with the guaranteed money. I mean, you're never going to see that again. Next year they'll have like 4,000 entries in the Circus Sports Million, I bet.
Yeah, it's funny because about these contests, people ask me, like, so, hey, what are you doing about the contest? I was like, I don't know. I was like, yeah, this year's kind of weird, and I don't know. But basically, when I started to hear about how little people were actually in these contests, that's what perked my interest a little bit, right, a little bit more. And honestly, you know, the people, I don't like it when there's 4,000 people and stuff. It becomes kind of random. But at the same point in time, I'm not scared. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's not the same, right? And you know, I've been in the contest a long time.
It's hard to win the big prize. Yeah.
It's random. It becomes tough. Like, you know, the first time I was in a contest, man, it was like 478 people or something like that. But I'm glad. So just to clarify, and then we will get people your information here. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that was a concern of mine. I'm like, that's what I think is going to happen, Maddie. I think they're going to start the NFL. Like, the NFL thinks they're invincible from everything, but they're not. And I think they'll start, and I think they'll get through it. I don't think like the sky will fall, but I think it'll be like baseball. Like, I think there will be a time, like, we'll wake up on Sunday morning, they'll be like, yeah, the Browns and Bengal game's canceled. Like, you know what I mean? I think it'll sort of like be a game here, a game there, sort of get scratched. And I'm trying to be positive, but that's just, and I think that's sort of what's going to happen there. So I was sort of wondering, all right, how are they going to handle this? And do I really want my money tied up and stuff? So just to quickly clarify again. So for the Circa contest, 12 weeks it has to go to be real.
Yeah, the Circa Sports Million, it's got to go 12 weeks. Yep.
Okay, 12 games. What'd you say for the Survivor?
Well, it's 12 weeks. Yeah, that's another thing that's very important. Is it just needs to go? The season just needs to go 12 weeks. So if you're saying, you know, hey, this game could get canceled, I mean, that week is still going to count for the other teams. So, you know, I talked to Jay Cornegay about that because the Super Contest just needs to go 10 weeks. And he said it's not 10 games, 10 weeks. So as long as the season goes 10 weeks, it's official. And that's for the Super Contest. Circus Sports Million is 12 weeks, and then the Circus Survivor is 8.
Wow, let me ask you then. So what happens, let's say I tell you on Friday.
I know your next question. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah. So I guess it's tough, right?
I know exactly what you're going to say, yeah.
So let's say, hypothetically, I say I'm taking the Buffalo Bills. No, I don't even want to say the Bills out loud because I don't want to. Let's say the Cleveland Browns. Let's say I take the Cleveland Browns in a contest. Sunday morning, we find out, the Browns are scratched, man. There's no game. Like, they've got coronavirus. I guess it's just tough, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So for the Circa contest, they said, you know, if a game is not played, each side, you'll get a half a point. Okay. With the Super contest, it's zero for both. So, yeah. So that's kind of how they're each handling it, as far as what I understand. You know, I mean, we've had some crazy stuff happen, as you remember. I know your buddy T-Bone as well, who is listening right now. You remember when that Bengals and Browns game got, you know, the power went out at the Westgate.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
And and all the people trying to get their picks in were denied because they couldn't even take bets at the Westgate that whole afternoon. You know, we've had the dome collapse in the Metrodome back in the day, you know, where the game couldn't be played. You probably remember that as well. I mean, people, and there's no way, that's the thing. And you have injuries and things like that. You had, you know, what, Adrian Peterson couldn't play that one game. And, you know, I remember the Patriots ended up walloping them, and so many people were trying to change their picks at the last second, you know. So, I mean, there's crazy stuff that happens in the NFL. And this, you know, is definitely set up for some really wild scenarios. Yeah, so that's my advice to everybody, is, like, if you have any kind of doubt of something happening, you know, stay away from the game, no matter how hard, you know, how hard you want to pick a team. You know, you might want to ride a team every week, you know, or whatever your handicapping style is. You know, if there's any kind of doubt that the game might be played, even, and that goes, you know, beyond COVID stuff, if there's, like, weather concerns or anything like that, you know, or a particular injury, you know, if a game is not played by, I think it's the Tuesday of that week, you know, it counts as 0 points in the Super Contest. And that's, you know, come back. I mean, I've been doing this for over a decade, and I think that happened just one time where a game wasn't played, you know, that week. You know, it had to be played elsewhere, like later in the season or something. And it was, you know, basically anybody who had that game got 0 points for it. So, you know, it's crazy, you know, because that one point, as you know, it could be pretty big down the stretch.
Oh, it can be. It really can be. There's a fine line. It really is like real sports, except welcome to 2020, guys, right? COVID, it's the COVID capping contest. And as you stated, you've got to, now the extra capping skill is basically, you've got to, like, really follow up on what teams do, which teams are staying in.
Right.
Like, did you see the line today with Le'Veon Bell and Sam Darnold? And Le'Veon Bell told Sam Darnold, yo, don't go to any bars, huh? He said,
that's right. Stay home.
He said, don't.
Well, these guys are, I mean,
not,
the thing,
not acceptable.
The one promising
said, not
thing.
Not acceptable. Don't go to bars. He said, no bars this year.
Just stay in and do your job. You know, the one promising thing about football, though, Gabe, as you know, is that it's only one game every week. It's not like baseball where they're traveling and, you know, they're going to be on a road trip. You know, they could go travel, stay in a hotel over one night. You know, and it's my understanding too, is they're going to be doing testing on Fridays, like, you know, and people will know on Saturday pretty much, you know, what the deal is, you know, I would think. And, you know, it's not, there shouldn't really be too many surprises, like, as far as, you know, that Sunday morning thing. I mean, hopefully, let's pray that's not an issue, because at that point, as you know, the picks have to be in it, you know, on Saturday. And if they're not, you know, or if you have like any concerns over it, there's nothing you can do about it, because the deadline is the deadline. And, you know, we have to have everything in, you know, before we even get to that Sunday morning. So if you wake up in the morning and you see something happen, you know, that you're pretty much screwed. So that's the hard reality of you know, this year.
It's part of, yeah, but it's always sort of been that real. It is more, but like you said, it's nothing
gamble,
new.
Yeah, with injuries too.
Injuries
yeah.
always happen. Yeah. Exactly. We've all been there where you wake up Sunday morning and say, God, that's great. Stafford's out. Like, you know what I mean? It's up to you to sort of do your research during the week. And, hey, it's a contest, people. It's real money at stake. All right, Maddie,
it's
great to catch up with you.
Yep.
It is. It is. So.
Likewise. Yeah, appreciate it.
Luck is involved. So what's the best way people can contact you? And I know that basically, you know, you'll meet people any day of the week, but I know you like to set it up on the weekends.
Pretty much, yeah.
Generally, where you're going to, you know, you'll do the rounds. But if you're going into town, Vegas Maddie or Tony will meet you at any place at any time. But where can people contact you?
Yeah, just go to our website at footballcontest.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at footballcontest. And you'll be able to see like updates. We kind of try to keep track of all the numbers in the contest and, you know, let you know when we're going to be certain places. But yeah, we're pretty much between Tony and I, we're going to be at both the Westgate and down at the Golden Gator at the D just about every day the rest of the way until we have football. The deadline to enter is going to be Saturday, September 12th. So, you know, you just definitely want to get to Vegas by then. And, you know, we'll make sure that you're in good hands and you know, everything's online this year, so you'll be able to put your circuit picks, you know, in on our website as well. And, you know, we'll be ready to roll. We're anticipating a big finish here and, you know, hoping for the best, obviously.
I think there'll be a late rush once September comes around. Once people realize, all right, yeah, this is real. Right. Like, you know, they're playing. I think there's still people. Are they playing? Are you sure? And, like, well, I think once people realize, yeah, they're starting and they're playing. And it's nice to know now that, you know, 12 weeks you'll get paid. You know, so that's good stuff. All right, Maddie, best of luck. I'm sure.
Thanks, Gabe. Appreciate
it. I'm sure
it.
We'll be doing business. I'm gonna. It's been many years. We've always had multiple teams actually these contests. So I'm sure this year will be no different. But yeah, thanks for stepping up in, Matt. We'll see you, man.
Thank you very much.
September the 12th deadline to enter. It's good to know. So Saturday, September the 12th, deadline to enter these contests. I know a lot of people tuning in right now getting excited. Like I said, like there's no, and another thing we haven't gotten into is fantasy football, actually, in which, you know, normally we always say, well, you know, we don't want to have any fantasy football drafts until like preseason football is done. Like the third preseason game is over. There is no preseason now. And you know what? We're a little more than 2.5 weeks away from the start of the National Football League regular season. I think it's time for some fantasy football drafts as well. Football's here. College football. 1.5 weeks away. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I'm Renzi. And your rage. Thanks to Vegas Maddie for stepping up and in. Longtime proxy of mine, Vegas Maddie. Very, very trustworthy. Listen, there's some good proxies. There's some other good proxies in Vegas. But I've known Maddie for a long time, going back to the Don Best Studio days. We used to do the show out of Las Vegas years ago. And Vegas Maddie was with Don Best at the time. It's a solid cast of characters. Vegas Maddie was there working behind the scenes. And, of course, you know, the legend, Johnny Liquor. We miss Johnny Liquor. Great times with Johnny Liquor. Brian Blessing. Todd Furman. Some good. Kenny White. Some smart guys. Had a great time. Great time in Las Vegas. Speaking of Vegas. We'll get Drew Martin on a little bit later on in the week. As you know, Drew Martin loves college football. We do have some college football news. basically they're going on right now with the college football playoffs. They're going to go on with the college football playoffs without the Pac-12 and without the Big Ten. And while it is unorthodox and it kind of sucks, really, you know what? The Big Ten and the Pac-12 shut it down. What are you going to do? I get it. I'm not going to call the powers that be out in college football for this. And as a Big Ten fan, I am about the kids' safety more than most people are. Hey, let's be real. Most people don't care about, like, if any of these kids die, all right? Like, you don't care to begin with. Like, kids die already and nobody cares. So I know that. I know that people don't care. But at the same point in time, so I do want, you know, I am about safety for the kids. But I thought that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 reacted too soon. They made a decision, when they didn't have to. And, you know, I don't know. Basically, time will tell. Time will tell. You know, we were just speaking with Vegas Maddie, and I said, you know, as far as the NFL is concerned, I think the NFL will play, and I think it'll be fine. But I also think there will be a canceled game here or there. Or is it going to be a catastrophe and a disaster? I don't know. Like, I really don't know. I tend to think, no, that it won't be. They're going to be testing people so much that I think they'll be able, like, it won't be that bad. But I think, you know, at some point there'll be a game or two that's canceled along the way. College, you know, same thing. You know, this is one of these things that, you know, we're going to find out. Except, you know, you're not gambling with, you know, like, this isn't, you're not just like, you know, you're gambling with people's health here. This is what's different. Not like, well, we'll see. It's not like a golf tournament. Well, you know what? We'll see if the rain, we can get this in before the rain comes. It's like, yeah, you know what? People could die if you get this wrong. But like I said, nobody cares. People don't care about the 174,000 dead now as it is. If nobody cares about nearly 200,000 dead people, why is anyone going to care about like two more dead people, right? They won't. It's death desensitized. Like it doesn't matter anymore. Like, people just, they don't care. Our culture is so selfish and self-centered that unless it's you that suffers, that it really doesn't matter. People just want fireworks and football. Right? Yeah, whatever. Just shut up and play. Just shut up and play. So the NFL is like 2.5 weeks away. But college football is rapidly approaching, guys, and we'll tell you who's playing, actually. But so they're going to go on here with the college football playoff. And, you know, while it's disappointing, it's not the same without the Big Ten in the mix. But let's be real. With the exception of Ohio State, is there any program in the Big Ten that's actually a legitimate national championship contender? And I say this as a Michigan fan. Michigan aren't legitimate championship contenders. As you look at the last 10 years, college football champions, the Big Ten won once. Ohio State's won once. Like, you know, let's be real. The championship game has pretty much just been the Big 12. It's been the Big 12 versus the SEC, the ACC with Clemson. Right. It really has been sort of the same teams anyways. So in the big picture, I don't really know what it changes all that much. You take Ohio State out of the equation, essentially. That's, you're taking Ohio State out of the equation. Now, there's more conferences playing than people realize. They're not really talking about these other conferences, but the ACC is playing. The Big 12 is playing. The SEC is playing. The American Conference is playing. The Conference USA is playing, and the Sun Belt is playing. 76 teams are now set to play. And in a weird situation, North Dakota State are going to play one game. North Dakota State are going to play one game and then shut it down and then come back again, like in the spring, and they're going to play. So the teams that are starting up, and this will be the pool for the college football playoff: ACC, Big 12, SEC, American, Football Conference, Conference USA, and the Sun Belt, along with a few independents. And they have tentatively the championship game is scheduled for January the 11th, although they say everything is flexible. And, you know, I've been pretty critical. I can be critical of the powers that be in college football. But Bill Hancock, who's the College Football Playoff Executive Director, he's smarter than Mark Emmert is, all right, who runs the NCAA. And, you know, Hancock, when I didn't name him by name when, you know, when asked about the situation of having a college football playoff, because the college football playoff is a deal, right? Like, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are in this thing, and basically the rest of the conferences are saying, suck it, right? And what the hell can they say? They're not even playing, so it's hard for them. Yet, as he stated, you know, basically, he said, like so much else about COVID, it's wise to wait as long as possible to make decisions. That's throwing the Big Ten and the Pac-12 under the bus, saying, guys, you guys panic, cancel the season way too early, and we're not going to stop. We're not stopping because you're stopping. Now, as I stated, I don't know what's going to happen in the big picture. I don't know if this is going to backfire on a university or two. But the college football season starts Thursday, September the 3rd. So depending on where you're tuning in right now, because we have people tuning in all over the world and in different time zones, it's basically 9-10 days away. It's not this Thursday, but it's the following Thursday. Central Arkansas and UAB. People are never going to be as excited to see a Central Arkansas and UAB game. Central Arkansas and UAB and South Alabama and Southern Mississippi play on Thursday, September the 3rd. Saturday, September the 5th, Arkansas State at Memphis. Eastern Kentucky at Marshall. Houston Baptist at North Texas. Louisiana Monroe at Troy. Middle Tennessee at Army. And I like how it says Middle Tennessee at Army. This game could be September 4th or September 5th. Undecided. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be a year like that, guys, where it's like, yeah, well, we'll see. We're going to play that game. I tell you what, listen, college football week one, this isn't exactly the heavyweights, is it? This is what we're getting here. SMU at Texas State. Like, is there a good game in the bunch here? Like, is there a real game? Stephen F. Austin at UAB. Looks like UAB's playing a lot. All right, so South Alabama at Southern Miss is a real game. It's not a good game, but it's a real game. It's a real game. You know, some of this other stuff's pretty bad. Eastern Kentucky at Marshall, Houston Baptist, North Texas, Louisiana Monroe at Troy. Actually, Louisiana Monroe at Troy is a real game. So Monday, September the 7th, we've got a real contest. BYU and Navy. Monday, September the 7th, BYU and Navy. Thursday, September the 10th, and that's when the NFL starts, UAB at Miami. And then the following week, Saturday, September the 12th, it gets a little bit better. Clemson at Wake Forest, Duke at Notre Dame, Georgia Tech at Florida State. We got a bunch of these, Louisiana Monroe at Armies, Louisiana Tech at Baylor, Marshall at East Carolina. We got NC State, so we got ACC games. And you know what's cool about this? Since they're not playing non-conference games, we come out of the gate, actually, with cool stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you won't have to wait long. Like, they're going to, like, right away, there's going to be some big-time games. Like, an example is, basically, look, Saturday, September the 19th, that's only week two of ACC play. And you got Miami at Louisville. That's a good football game right there. Miami at Louisville. And I tell you what, guys, the Louisville Cardinals are a football team that I'm very high on coming into the season. This is a dangerous team. They've got great skill position players. Their quarterback is a star in the making. Cunningham, star in the making. Their star running back is back. Wide receiver is back. This trio accounted for, like, they did a lot of damage last year. And, you know, we're talking about an offense to put up 33 points a game, and they're going to be even better. Like, they're going to be even better. Think about that. The problem for Louisville last year was that defense. They gave up 31 points a game. At least you scored two more than you gave up, but you got to tighten things up a little bit here, guys. You can't be giving up 31 points a game. Like, listen, in college, you know, you can give up some points in college, but 31's a little excessive. You know, you're giving up 31 points a game. You got to score a lot of points to win football games. But listen, they got 7 returning starters on defense, the Cardinal do. Their offense is going to be potent. I expect this offense to score like 40 points a game. And they're going to be good. Like I'm telling you, Louisville's going to be good. Except it's just tough. It's such a weird season. You know, like right now, FanDuel doesn't have any win totals posted. They've got conference up. And Louisville are going to be good, but Louisville aren't... Louisville are good, but they're not... You know, they're not going to win the ACC. Notre Dame in the ACC this year, actually. Notre Dame already play a bunch of ACC teams, but Notre Dame can win the ACC. Like, Notre Dame are part of the ACC futures right now. Clemson are -350. Notre Dame is +500. The Miami Hurricanes are the third choice at 16-1. There's that much of a drop-off. You got Clemson at -350. Notre Dame at +500. Miami, Florida, 16-1. North Carolina, 16-1. Florida State, 20-1. Pittsburgh, 40-1. Vautech, 40-1. And then Louisville, 50-1. I'm telling you, Louisville are a nice dark horse this year, guys. And we're going to cash some tickets with the Louisville Cardinal. So, you know, it's a unique situation this year, college football. The bigger teams will step up. The SEC starts September the 26th. And they come out hot, those guys. Like, there's some big-time SEC games in, like, week 1, week 2, week 3 type stuff. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Quickest 120 minutes in sports. Bagels and Bad Beats coming up with Scott Wetzel on these radio affiliates. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates out there. We appreciate you joining us. A great show tonight with George Kurtz. Vegas Matty got us all fired up for some football contests. Big money at stake. Circa putting big money on the table. So, speaking of big money, the NBA playoffs continue. And, you know, the Toronto Raptors and, you know, the Boston Celtics start on Thursday. And, you know, it's too bad. Gordon Hayward out for the Boston Celtics, and now Kyle Lowry is out for the Toronto Raptors. We know that Hayward's going to be out for the series. Kyle Lowry's another situation. He's got an ankle sprain. It's been diagnosed. It is an ankle sprain. They're not letting on about the severity of it. And ankle sprains can be tricky. You know, they can feel better after a couple of days, but if it's a real ankle, you know, if he's got like a severe ankle sprain, you know, we're talking about 3-4 weeks type thing. You know, it could be if it's that bad. I don't know the severity of it. You know what I mean? We're not there. We're not in the bubble, and the Raptors are being pretty quiet about this. I think the Raptors can beat the Boston Celtics without Kyle Lowry. I don't know how much further they can go after that, though. Like, they, you know, and they're going to need Kyle Lowry. I think, like, the Raptors, there's no excuses, though. There's no excuses, and nobody's going to feel sorry for anybody. And the fact of the matter is, injuries are a part of the playoffs, and you have to accept it. Like you have to, you just have to accept it and embrace it. It's the next man up. That's why you have, that's why benches matter. That's why benches matter. And we saw the Toronto Raptors bench put up 100 points. Well, they're going to have to step up because it doesn't look like Kyle Lowry. I don't know how long he's going to be out for, but I don't think he's going to be playing on Thursday. I'll tell you that much. All right, this show just flew by. All right, great job in Master Control in the pit. More NBA basketball tomorrow, 6:30 Eastern. Utah Jazz, Denver Nuggets. Utah's just been on fire, man. And then the best series going on, the Clippers and the Mavericks will follow the game tomorrow night. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Hey, everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.